Ah, hell nah, man. When will the bullshit ever end, y'all? Like, this is a genuine question. When will the bullshit ever end? Like, it's always some shit coming out about either Will or Jada. Will or Jada. And it's like, goddamn, bro. Lately, Jada been taking, you know, she been taking the waves for a minute. She been taking the internet waves for a cool minute, bro. What I peeped was, bro, goddamn. I'm still trying to process this shit. This is crazy. So, Dwayne Martin and Will Smith, I guess, was involved and was doing some kind of crazy shit, you feel me? Like, one of the, I guess, the people who used to work for Will Smith and dude, bro, like, he said he walked in the dressing room and seen bro going to pound town on Will Smith, bro. Like, I can't make this shit up, y'all. I ain't said it. I ain't came up with the rumors or nothing, bro. This nigga, I don't know who bro is, but he just out of nowhere just came out of nowhere on his interview with Tasha K talking about he seen Will Smith getting drilled. And bro, I don't know. Like, honestly, it's hard to believe what's what anymore. It's hard to believe any of the rumors. It's hard to believe any of that shit now. Cause it's like niggas coming out years later saying shit. Just like Jada with all this shit about her and Will and her and Pac. And then every 5 seconds she talking about how Tupac and her could have been together and all. Well, like, y'all didn't get together. So why you keep talking about the shit? Like, shit like that just get on my nerves. And it don't make sense. Like, bro, you really mean to tell me that these niggas is sitting here and was playing... I don't know shit. Poke you in your ass? I don't even know what to call it, bro. This shit is just crazy. Like, honestly, it's just like niggas just keep coming out with all kinds of crazy ass rumors. Ain't no telling what the fuck could be going on, what's true, what is actually going on. So I don't know, bro. Like, they said bro from a butter rim was pounding out Will Smith. And then the niggas sitting there talking about it, but he said he stood there and just watched for a cool minute. My thing is this. Why was you standing there watching for so long? If this was true, why didn't you just leave the fucking room? Why didn't you get out knowing that, okay, if you seen this shit, you probably would have got blacklisted. You probably would have been marked for death. Whatever, if this was to be true. Because I ain't saying this shit true. I don't know, bro. You know how many goddamn rumors and came out with hella motherfuckers? They ain't came out with shit about hella people. Now, some of this shit I ain't gonna say ain't true. Because I ain't gonna lie. Some motherfuckers will carry themselves a certain way. And then when they get drunk, and then when you see it, see the realness come out of them when they get drunk. I don't know, bro. I done seen a few celebrities act hella different when they got drunk. And it's on camera. I ain't talking about I was around the niggas. It was just documented. It's public documentation. You can go on fucking YouTube and go look right now, bro. I'll give y'all a good one to go look at. Go look at P. Diddy when he was drunk. Just type in P. Diddy drunk. And they're going to show the most craziest shit. Come out with all these clips about this nigga P. Diddy. And what P. Diddy was doing. Now, I ain't going to lie. P. Diddy was really on some wild, weird shit when he was drunk, bro. That's what I'm like. And the nigga was saying zesty shit. Man. So, like I said, you feel me? At the end of the day, you can't sit there and just be like, oh, this shit ain't true. I mean, you gotta go do your own research and find out for what it is. Alright? But yeah, man. Just gotta do your own research and figure that shit out. Because I don't know, bro. That shit is wild as fuck. That shit is wild as hell, man. We'll be right back. And we back with another one, man. But yeah, just continuing what I was saying though, bro. I just don't really believe the rumors. But honestly, at the same time, it's like, it's so much stuff that we don't be knowing about with these artists, these celebrities, these actors, these actresses. We don't be knowing what's genuinely going on behind closed doors. Of course, it's going to be their own people that's going to be like, oh, deny the rumors and it's not real and that's a lie. Well, ain't no telling, you know. No fucking telling. So with just noticing and seeing how motherfuckers are so quick to react, and now all of a sudden this shit is coming out years ago, this is gonna make you question a lot of shit. That's why I'm just like, at the end of the day, I don't even fucking know now. Shit is so weird. But, like, I don't know, honestly, bruh, even when niggas hear that shit, I honestly be questioning it, because it's like, what if it's true or not? You know, because it's just funny how years later, motherfuckers come out with information about certain things, and about this, and about that. I just feel like, at the end of the day, shit needs to just get, like, I don't know, it just needs to stop. Like, it seems like this shit's always happening. You feel me? The motherfuckers is always saying, oh, well, this happened and that happened. I don't know, bro. In my opinion, shit is just tiring. I'm tired of hearing that kind of shit. Like I said, you know, at the end of the day, you got a lot of motherfuckers that be doing a lot of secretive shit. You don't find out, you don't know nothing until it's too late. So I'm like, sheesh. At the end of the day, bro, shit be wild. Shit just be wild. But you just gotta understand, at the end of the day, it's a lot of motherfuckers that be sitting here doing shit behind closed doors that you don't know about. That's like, you know, it's so quick for people to dismiss it and be like, oh yeah, well, Will Smith is this and Will Smith is that. Ain't no telling, bro. Motherfuckers already sat there and said they had proof of what he, you know, he did some shit. And then he even said some shit that was questionable himself. I mean, maybe bro could have been playing around, just being on some funny shit. But it was like, it's just too much evidence. It's too much evidence over the years of some shit going on, right? That's why I'm just like, ain't no telling on if the shit is true or not. It's so easy for motherfuckers to sit there and come up with a lie, come up with some shit like that, of course. But at the same time, if the shit is actually true, if there's some truth in that shit, bro, you can't deny that. Niggas can't deny none of that shit. Of course, he gonna sit there and be like, no, it's not true, blah, blah, blah. Ain't no fucking telling. Shit. Ain't no fucking telling. And then he got all his assistants. He still got people that he's been, that's been working with him since he started. Come on, man. You gotta remember, these are all the same people that started with Will. So, I'm just saying, like, I ain't saying that the shit's true or not. But also, shit, don't forget, people could lie really good. Motherfuckers lie really well. Especially actors and shit. Come on, nigga. Them niggas get paid to fucking lie about shit. Act like a person that they really not. So, be real with you, I wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, like I said, bro, it's a lot of fucked up rumors going around. Ain't no telling what's true and what ain't. And then especially if they throwing out certain names out there. Why would motherfuckers sit there and talk about this nigga from above the rim? And nigga ain't been in a movie for millions of years. And plus, nigga, that's Gina's husband. Gina from Martin's husband. Shit. So it's like saying that kind of shit, coming out with those wild accusations, it has to be some kind of truth to it. Niggas could have said anybody else. Nigga could have said August Alsina. Come on now. That would have been an easy one too, because everybody would have been like, well, okay, well, I mean, shit. August smashed Jade, I guess. If Will Smith said, my turn, shit. I mean, I don't know. But for a motherfucker to say that Dwayne Martin, or hey, I think that's his fucking name, bro. I keep forgetting the nigga's name. I be fucking up the damn self. But yeah, bro. If what they saying is true type shit, then come on, man. Come on now. And it's not like motherfuckers is gonna sit there and shame you type shit. I mean, hey, bro. It's 2023. Everybody is dating every fucking body now. So I'm like, at the end of the day, bro, you got a lot of motherfuckers that'll sit there and be on some shit like that, but then turn around and try to act like they ain't on that shit. Ain't no telling, bro. You know, don't sit there and try to lie and cover up your shit for years. I mean, if it's true, it's true, nigga. I mean, shit, they even said shit about P. Diddy. They said shit about a few niggas. That's why I'm like, shit, there's some evidence out there that make niggas look questionable. That's why I said, at the end of the day, you can't put it past niggas, bro. Can't put it past him, kind of nigga. Then Cardi was sitting there talking about, like, you know, because he's a Libra, we're not really outspoken. We're the kind that's always, like, you know, holding our tongue. And once we explode, we really just say a lot of heavy shit that people wouldn't expect us to say. Like, okay, that's understandable. But at the same time, it's like, it don't really explain why niggas ain't really said nothing and motherfuckers ain't really got shit, like, you know, much to say about it. And plus, also, at the same time, I feel like this is behind Jada running her mouth too much. Like, you just been in the fucking blogs, sitting here saying everything, talking about all kinds of shit. Bitch, we do not care about Jada Pinkett. You're not even Jada Smith. Like, you ain't no damn Smith. I don't give a fuck if you did have them damn kids. You still ain't no damn Smith. You still known to Jada Pinkett. Still that bitch from Menace to Society. That bitch from Set It Off. All them motherfuckers. You still that motherfucker. So, for you to sit there and you constantly got shit to say about you and Will. Then this. Then that. Then somebody come out and actually say some shit about you or Will. And some shit that happened years ago. Now all of a sudden you want to deny it. Now you want. Nah, bitch. Don't deny shit. You been the main one in the blogs running your mouth like a motherfucker. If anything, we would have thought you would have been had something to say about all his encounters and his little on the low transactions. Come on now. You been with the nigga since been pimping. Then turn around and say, oh, if Tupac was alive. Bitch, Tupac wouldn't want your ass neither. Shit. Pac probably already foreseen the future with your crazy ass. He was like, man, this bitch gonna be hell after I die. Something. I don't know. That nigga probably seen something. He probably done made a song about your ass. Shit. I'm probably joking around and shit, but he probably said something about your ass too. It was like, you know, yeah, Jada, that's my homegirl, but I can't fuck with her. That bitch crazy as hell. That bitch down to earth. I don't know. Shit. It sound like something Pac will say. That nigga will say some deep shit about her ass and then go right back in hiding. That nigga. I still don't think he did. But anyways, bro. That shit is just... It's wild. It's so wild, bro. And it's really like motherfuckers out there that really be hiding behind shit. And be trying to act like, oh, well, no, that ain't really happening. That didn't happen. And that's a lie. And that's false. And those are nothing but rumors and blah, blah, blah. But the whole time he really is on that bullshit. So I'm like, ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling. And what's fucked up is, though, shit. So I was like, I don't know. I just hate hearing shit, especially about Will. Because, nigga, man, Will don't be fucking with nobody. Will just be living his life. That nigga be going to go see the world. Fucking with the damn little special affection on Instagram. Will Smith just be living his fucking life. While Jada over there running her mouth talking about hella unnecessary shit. Always got y'all niggas names in the fucking blogs every fucking other day. So, I mean, shit. So I'm like, bro, this is wild as fuck. It's wild to me how so many motherfuckers are sitting there with that kind of shit. Just wild. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. At the end of the day, just knowing how many motherfuckers will sit there and be willing to tune into a lie. I mean, it's hard, bro. It's hard for motherfuckers to really be like, oh, well, you know, don't believe into it and don't look at it and don't pay attention to it. But shit, motherfuckers are not ready to kind of like hear something about it. They're going to go do some research to see if it's true or not, bro. Niggas can't help it. A lot of motherfuckers is. So I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, man, motherfuckers just got to live their truth. And if it ain't true, then it ain't true. But it's just... weird motherfuckers keep coming out with hella ass like rumors and shit, hella crazy shit. It's just wild. And other dudes, I see this video of this girl, bro. So the video started off with this girl calling the police. She was saying something on the video talking about, oh, you know, I already have a restraining order on you and all this other shit, right? So what the backstory of the video was, the baby daddy was already at Chuck E. Cheese celebrating his other daughter's birthday when his other baby mama, she had planned a birthday party at the same Chuck E. Cheese, but ended up canceling it. So motherfuckers was like, hey, it is what it is. He still was at Chuck E. Cheese. It was there 3 hours before this bitch came. The bitch came, started hella shit, called the police there, and come to find out, this bitch was lying and called the police just to make herself look stupid. Because when the police went over there to go talk to her, she was on the phone with them. And she said, oh, thank God. And she waved them down and ran over there like a little punk-ass bitch. That shit was crazy, dude. And she tried to turn around and was like, yeah, I have a restraining order on him. And his whole family came here to harass me. They just been following me. They haven't... He hasn't came to come see his daughter within 6 years. Just hella lying. Hella lying trying to take that man to jail. When he already went over the restraining order shit, already dealt with all the shit in court, he explained it to the police officer in the video. So, basically, they just blew her whole fucking story wide open and just found out that bitch was just trying to lie to get niggas locked up and starting shit. But, bro, it's a lot of baby mamas out there that do that bitch-ass shit, bro. When niggas is actually trying to be in their kid's life, motherfuckers is like, bro, like, that's your kid, that's my kid too. Like, it didn't just take you to just take the fucking, you know, create the fucking kid, bro. You needed my seed. So for motherfuckers to sit there and to be on some shit like that, niggas paying child support and all that, and nigga can't even see his kid, can't even give his daughter a birthday present, that's wild. Then you came out your way, you canceled the party, so there was no reason why you should have even been there. And you still pulled up and tried to start shit and get that nigga locked up. Like, it's a lot of foul-ass motherfuckers out there like that, bro. It's a lot of foul bitches and niggas. It's a lot of foul motherfuckers, bro. So you gotta be careful who you have your kids with. No, you can't just have kids with everybody. Just because you could get pregnant don't mean that you should be. You feel me? And the reason why I say that is because it seemed like everybody want to have kids. Everybody want to be focused on this. When motherfuckers want to be in relationships and all that, but they ain't focused on themselves first, that's what you fuck up at. You ain't focused on your shit. You putting all this energy, all this fucking shit in the relationship, when 9 times out of 10, the shit may not really go the way that you want it to go. It's always going to be ups and downs and moments where shit don't go the way it's supposed to go. And 9 times out of 10, all the energy that you put in with that shit, you'll be putting that within yourself. All that love, all the extra shit that you're doing for that person, you could be doing that for yourself. Building yourself up. So next time when you do probably encounter somebody, you'll feel more confident, you'll feel more better about certain things with shit. You won't feel like you gotta, like, oh, I'm gonna be able to do this, and you know, certain shit like that. You'll be able to actually do your shit, move the fuck around. So with that shit, it's just like, that's another thing. It don't matter how old you are, what age, and how soon you feel like you gotta do that shit. Worry about you first. Love yourself first before you feel like you could love on somebody else. Because if you're not willing to do that, you're not willing to open up and really be in a relationship. You're not taking that time with yourself and focusing on the things that you need to focus on within your life. So a lot of people out here that be trying to better themselves, be trying to do certain things and shit on the low, behind the scenes, without telling people type shit. Because another thing is, too, motherfuckers be waiting on your downfall. So niggas don't be saying too much and posting much and saying shit no more, because it seemed like motherfuckers just be sitting back waiting. Hey, that's why it's just fucked up. There's a lot of fucked up individuals out here, man. They'll use the kid, dangle over your head, and just keep bringing you closer and closer to the fucking sun. You can't let that shit happen to you. You just can't. Man, there's too many motherfuckers out here that be doing that foolish shit. Like, it's too many motherfuckers that sit there and act like, oh, I needed this and I needed that so I could get more money out of him. Bitch, let that nigga see his kid. Like, damn. You came all the way to Chuck E. Cheese's stir shit. Didn't even have your daughter with you so she can't see her dad. Nothing. You just came to be on petty shit and really try to get niggas locked up for no reason. That's why there's so many motherfuckers that was sitting there just tripping. that was tripping out, bro. That's why they was just like, you know, for her to even sit there and go out her way to do that, and the way that she was acting like a maniac with the shit. So I was like, for you to sit there and do that, yeah, you really must be wrong. You in the wrong for sure. So I'm just like, damn, it's hella motherfuckers that sit there and be doing that kind of shit. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. You just gotta understand, you know, you can't just be sitting here having kids with just anybody, bruh. That's the reason why a lot of people sit there and be on some shit. Motherfuckers be sitting there, don't be playing. So I'm like, fuck. Make that wrong decision, you gotta deal with that shit for the rest of your fucking life. So I was like, you know, you gotta take your time, get to know that person. Also, like I said, self-love first, man. Self-love first. Love yourself first and know yourself before you just get into a relationship. Trying to get to know a person and you don't even know yourself first. You don't know what you like, what you don't like, how to be spoken to, what the kind of tone, all that shit. So it's just different, man. A lot of people got to understand, like, you know, it's a certain like thing that you got to go through within yourself before you could just involve yourself into a relationship. And it's funny because I was just sitting here saying this shit to one of my partners not too long ago. But like I said, you feel me, bruh? Like, everybody gonna go through their shit. And everybody gonna have their ups and downs and have their moments. But it's like, if you once you get that chance and you get that realization, take that time to focus on yourself. Better yourself. You know, focus on the things that you need to focus on so you can get into the next, like, chapter. And once you do that shit, you ain't gotta worry about nobody. You know, telling you this and, oh, well, that's why you needed to use my car for this and blah blah blah. At the end of the fucking day, I don't need shit from you. You know, I got my own shit now. So I was just like, you know, with that shit, man, people can't hold shit over your head, count their blessings, all that. All the times that they did shit for you, that shit just be like, it should just be crazy, man. Also, go, it shows people's true colors too when they do shit like that. For you to bring that shit up, that means you didn't have that on your brain for a cool minute about how much you've been helping me lately and all that extra shit. So it's like shit like that, you can't just let go over your head. You gotta peep game on that. And if you with somebody who ain't really got your best intentions and really trying to keep you on track with the shit that you trying to do, you don't need them around you because they trying to distract you more. That's another thing. Some relationships don't be there to help you and to help you get to the next chapter and get to certain things and help you start what you want to start. Sometimes motherfuckers hold you back. And don't just be friends, it'd be fucking relationships too. So I'm just like, I don't know, bruh. You motherfuckers really be sitting here being so quick to rush into getting into shit, but niggas don't understand, like, you know, the kind of time and the patience that it takes. You could be doing that same shit just for you. But, like I said, you know, not everybody be focused on that shit. Or for some reason, people want to cut corners and want to just stray away from that and run from that shit. But eventually, I mean, you got to worry about it. You got to be ready about that shit. Because if you're not willing to focus on your shit, how you going to be able to focus on the relationship shit? There you go right there. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. Especially if you wasting your time with somebody who ain't got your best intentions, you always bending over backwards for them, you trying to make sure that they good, and all these motherfuckers could do is keep stressing you out and trying to put you under. That's fucked up. You don't need that person around you. You need someone who's able to uplift you, someone who's able to remind you and keep you on your game. You feel me? But like I said, these relationships and all this shit that's going on right now is nothing of the sort. You got a lot of people who just sitting here that just want to, you know, fuck around just to date and do certain things, but really don't even be focused on the main part of the relationship. And that's a few things that, you know, that needs to be focused on in a relationship, like communication, fucking trust, all kinds of shit. But, you know, a lot of people just let that slip by because they so worried about fucking... They so worried about, oh, the title shit, like, oh yeah, that's my girl and that's my nigga and all that. But at the end of the day, it don't mean shit if y'all not holding each other down. If y'all not making sure y'all both good and, you know, you got her back and she got your back, and there's no point of even being together. It's just wasting time. You feel me? There's too many motherfuckers out here that's wasting time with the relationship shit. And really, it's like, you could still find, you know, who you want. You could still get to know a person by just getting to know them, by talking to them. You feel me? Like, there's nothing wrong with trying to, like, understand what you want, what you need from certain things. And, you know, certain things that you're looking for in a relationship. You just gotta look around and you gotta really just start really understanding and connecting the dots on what you like. But, you know, like I said, you know, some motherfuckers too just settle for one fucking thing and the first thing that they get into. And 9 times out of 10, they don't know if that's, like, you know, what they need, what they don't need. They just settle. You can't be one of those people either. You can't just settle. Like, okay, if you haven't been in a few relationships before and you know, okay, this is not what I want to do in the next relationship. In the next relationship you get in and it's completely different type shit, you just gotta make sure you do what the fuck you're supposed to do type shit. Like, for real. Know what you like, know what you don't like, and know what you want out the next relationship. And just worry and focus on yourself before you even get into that shit. Worry about what you got going on. Shit. You gotta pay certain bills, you gotta do certain shit, man. Get your shit together, man. Fuck that, because that shit is still gonna be there waiting. Still gonna be people out there that you could talk to and mingle with. I mean, shit. But your problems, shit, your problems is gonna be forever if you don't handle that shit. That's why it's like, I don't know, bro. I know niggas around me who got certain priorities and be fucking up too. You feel me? Well, nobody's perfect. I'm not saying you gotta be perfect for this shit, but you just gotta be somewhat close to perfect if you really trying to better yourself. And you can't just keep straying off your fucking goals. And if you seeing people is willing to distract you, and if you see the distractions in front of you, it's your option whether you want to take it head on or not. If you see the distraction and shit coming a mile away, and she's saying she 10 minutes down the street, whatever the fuck going on, man, fuck that shit, bro. You gotta put that shit on hold. Put that shit on ice. Because they're not having your best intentions in mind. If they did, they'll be giving you more space. They'll be understanding, listening to you more, and trying to support you mentally, if anything. If they're not able to support you financially, physically, whatever, then shit, least thing they could do is give you some advice or acknowledge what you're going through and back up. There's a crowd motherfuckers and trying to see, okay, let me text him. Let me see what he's doing. I'm going to call him when I'm at work so I can just kill time so I can have time go by. No, fuck that shit. You got to make sure motherfuckers is good. Niggas even want to be bothered. Like, motherfuckers be forgetting about that shit. You know, at the end of the day, like, bro, people be really going through a lot of their own shit. That's why it's just fucked up. Just fucked up. Like, you know, even when you in a relationship type shit and when you trying to explain yourself and explain certain shit, shit still don't come out the right way. It's just fucked up, man. That's why I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Just fucked up. All motherfuckers could do is just, like, you know, focus on them. Try to, like, you know, better themselves. And understand, like, how this shit goes. Because you gotta really just focus on what you need to do. You know? And if you're not trying to, like, you know, be caught up in the same shit, you gotta just make sure you better yourself. Cause that's another thing that I believe too. You just gotta really have, like, self-dedication. You gotta really motivate yourself sometimes, because not everybody or the people that you are gonna depend on to be there for you ain't gonna always be there for you to lift you up. You gotta be able to lift up yourself. You gotta understand, you know, certain things you ain't gonna always be able to have people around you for type shit. Which is already, like, you know, everybody already know, cause at the end of the day, we was born in this world alone. So we all understand shit. We're gonna have to go through certain things alone by ourselves. Not everybody's gonna be there to support us and give us the advice or, you know, help us with certain things. It ain't gonna work like that. I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers gotta understand and remember, like, at the end of the day, if you just take that time within yourself, you know, certain things, what bothered you back then ain't gonna fucking bother you too much no more. You've been keeping yourself busy. You've been doing the shit you're supposed to do. You're making yourself proud. You achieving your personal goals. So it's like, at that point, there ain't nothing that, like, you know, that you're missing out on type shit. Because you really focusing on yourself. Then by the time you want to get into a relationship or you want to start talking to people and get to know, you know, who's around you type shit, whatever the case may be, then you'll have more of a better chance. You'll have more of a better chance with certain things. You'll be able to, you know, have more pep in your step. Instead of the last time I was like, oh, I can't even go see her because I don't have a ride or all this. Now you got better things around you. You got some more good shit that you could speak on that you done for yourself, that you got done by yourself. So, you know, hopefully this message that I'm putting out helps somebody that's going through this shit or observing or probably experiencing some of this. I don't know. If you, any of those people, understand at the end of the fucking day, man, you know, it's just, it's a pace. Like, sometimes it's a race, but also it's a pace. Steadily pace yourself to get closer to your goals, man. And like I said, you know, the relationship shit and all this extra shit that the fucking social media shit is pushing out right now, that's the least thing that niggas need right now. Having a title and all that. Because like I said, you could get with somebody and that could be the worst mistake you ever made. That person will set you back damn near 500 years being with them just for a month. Be with them for 2 years, motherfuckers really gonna set you back. And all the goals that you was talking about before you even got with that motherfucker is nowhere near the same no more. Now your goals is they, and no, their goals is your goals. So, I mean, shit, just be fucked up. Not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but if you don't have your shit together before the relationship shit type shit, you gonna really put your shit on hold while you in a relationship, because now y'all trying to build shit together. So, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, some relationships you're still able to, like, you know, support that person and help them build up their self, help them build up certain personal things that they've been having issues with. You can still be able to help that person. It just depends on who that person is and how they, like, you know, they're able to handle it. You know, that person's able to help you, able to support you through your shit while y'all together. That's shit. That's a blessing. And that's a genuine person that really gives a fuck about you. But if that person is just like, okay, one ear out the other, and like, oh yeah, that sounds nice, but they ain't, haven't really done anything to show that they believe in you and they believe that you can make it, you could do this shit with whatever that you want to do, just put your mind to it. Especially when you got your significant other in your corner that supports you, that means a lot. That's why I'm just like, I don't know, man. People be running around here just wanting to be in relationships and with people that don't even really fuck with them. People really be secretly jealous. Motherfuckers don't want to see them do better unless they're in the fucking picture. Like, it's toxic shit. That's toxic ass shit, man. And you got to remove those people out of your life, because those motherfuckers is nothing but leeches. They just want to suck the energy and the life out of you. And once they done with that, they come, you know, they only come back around every once a year, like Christmas type shit, and take your energy and leave again. Take your energy and leave again. You can't deal with that. You can't. That's friendships and relationships. That's any kind of ships. Shit, I said it before. So I'm like, at the end of the day, you really gotta be cautious of who you have around you, because people really just be energy vampires. Oh, that's another thing. Gotta look out for that. And them motherfuckers come in different shapes and sizes and colors. So be very cautious and be very, like, careful with your energy that you put out there. You transfer energy out there, when you talking to people and you exchanging all your stuff, you gotta be aware of that shit. You know, you can't just have everybody around your shit. Your energy and your aura is very precious. It's very rare. You know, if you carry yourself a certain way, if you're very isolated, kind of stay that way, because, you know, just exposing yourself to the world like that and going out to go meet other people and try new things, that shit will tarnish you. That shit will fuck up your purity. You feel me? So at the end of the day, stay true to yourself and keep it 100. Shit, that's what I say. But if you out here doing half-assed things and you saying one thing and then your actions is doing something else, you ain't keeping it 100. You ain't even keeping it 100 with yourself. You was sitting here talking about all the shit you was going through. Now the second the motherfucker hit you up, now you over here going right back in the same saddle, dealing with the same shit. Or it's like, niggas get away from a fucking fucked up job. These niggas call you back because they need you. Come on, man. Can't go back. Can't do that shit to yourself. Only you know all the shit that you went through and you experienced with that shit. So if you're willing to go back, means that you don't care about pain that you went through, the tears you shed, it, the anger that you felt, the upsetness, the fucking, all the pain. Just, that's basically what I could explain, bro. All the shit that you like experienced, that should be enough strength for you to never go back. This shit, when motherfuckers belittled you, talked behind your back, then try to play you like you were stupid when you found out shit. Don't ever forget no shit like that. That kind of shit, like, turns into ammunition for you to never go back. For me, I can't speak for everybody else. Some people just think that, okay, they'll have more of a better chance if they could talk about it and work it out. Sometimes it don't even work out like that. You feel me? Some motherfuckers, I just feel like, you know, when you bring up certain things and address shit, some motherfuckers still do the same shit, but try to be more slicker with it. And try to find a better way to not get caught. Like, I don't like that shit, man. If I'm bringing something up to you and addressing it so we can hash this out and work this out like adults, I'm not telling you this so you can be more secretive to me and close yourself off. And, or try to be more on some invasive shit. Like, ain't nobody telling you all that for no reason. I'm telling you this so we can be able to work this shit out, get past the things that we've been having issues with, so we can be able to be there for each other and get back to how we was when we first talked. So, I don't know. You feel me? Not everybody's willing to do that shit. And like I said, you know, not everybody's going to be like that. But if you introduce that to them, that'll give them a thought. That'll give them a chance to think about it and be like, maybe I want to do something new and change up how I'm used to just being stubborn and being closed off. You gotta change that shit up sometimes if you really want shit to change. If you want better results with relationships and certain things that you got going on, you gotta be real with that shit. You gotta be real and open up about your frustrations. The good, the bad, the ugly. Like, because at the end of the day, there's no way in hell you're gonna be in a relationship and not argue. Or you have a disagreement. Y'all get into it and have a whole argument. Now niggas ain't talking to each other. Like, come on now. There ain't no real relationship unless you go through the motions. So, if you're willing to do all that, be my guest. Go ahead. Get in a relationship. But if you're not built for that, if you're not ready for it, don't do it. Because it's not for the weak. Gotta really be ready for this shit. Gotta deal with all the fucking headaches and unnecessary, unpredictable arguments and shit. So, I mean, it ain't always like that. But if you pick the wrong person, it will be. So you gotta be careful with who you choose. That's also goes for shit. Starting families too. Start a family with the wrong motherfucker, you gotta deal with a whole fucking lifetime of it. That including a family. So you just gotta be careful with what you wish for and be careful with what you get. Shit. Choose wisely. Cause at the end of the day, man, it's a lot of fucked up individuals out here that just looking out for themselves. And they be trying to disguise it, acting like, oh yeah, I want to be with somebody, I want to be in a relationship, and blah, blah, blah. But the whole time they're telling you one thing, and then they doing another. By, you can see it on their Instagram, you can see it by either they telling you what they dealing with, what they've been going through. I mean, you can see it. So it's like, if you seeing shit like that, that's for sure a person that you don't want to be involved with. They saying one thing, and they doing another, and then the action's not matching up with the shit they're saying. Then the next 5 seconds, they posting that they with some new nigga, some new bitch. I don't know. You just gotta leave their ass alone. Them motherfuckers ain't making no sense. So, that's what they doing. That's what the fuck they doing. Just can't fuck with them, bro. Can't fuck with them. That's why it's like, it's best to just protect your energy and stay away from that shit. Because if you involve your heart with that, ain't no way in hell you can untangle your heart out of that. So it's like, you know, if you find somebody that you like, you gotta be very precautious about it. Because that L word is strong. That's a strong word. If you start getting love for somebody and all that shit, it's gonna be hard. And you always gonna overlook the red flags and all the bullshit they put you through because, oh, but I love her. Oh, but I love her. Man, fuck all that shit. Fuck love at this point. That motherfucker don't love you if they putting you through all that bullshit and hurt. So, they really gave a fuck, they will be trying to sit down and work shit out and really understand and help you. But if they not willing to help out and do their part on, you know, they gotta work on some shit on their sales too. It ain't working. You feel me? This is a 50-50, not 100-0. Motherfuckers really gotta understand, like, this shit is different. It, like, it's levels to the shit when it comes to that relationship stuff. But, you know, motherfuckers try to cut corners and be like, oh, well, if we just be friends with benefits, or if we do this, or if we do that, it'll be better. Nigga, that shit ain't gonna work, bro. Like, niggas gotta understand, you gotta put your foot down. If this shit ain't working in a relationship, what the fuck make you gonna think friends with benefits gonna make it any better? That's gonna even be worse. Then motherfuckers is just gonna, it's gonna be easier for motherfuckers to be like, we might as well just get back together. Come on now. That's too, like, it was too many times motherfuckers and did that shit and already know how the outcome is. That's why I'm like, at the end of the day, I know shit like that does not work. So if motherfuckers is trying to hit you with that, don't fall for it. Because all they're going to do is just get you right back to where they wanted you to be. So at the end of the day, you just, you know what you need to focus on. And if this shit happens in the middle of the relationship, whatever is going on, you need to understand. You just need to take space and time to yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. You could go back to the person. Shit, a month or two from now, motherfuckers may be on something else. Motherfuckers may be better. You know, motherfuckers may be in a better part of their life at the time because they needed that little break. You know, it's not all the way over. It's not the end of the world because, okay, we got to take a break. I need to focus on me. You need to focus on you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what, like, it's actually, that's actually good that motherfuckers is taking some time to do some space and do shit like that. But like I said, bro, not a lot of people is able to do that. Once they take a break or they call it quits, it's quits. Motherfuckers don't even be trying no more. So it's like, shit, motherfuckers want to give each other some space, let each other breathe, where they can both focus on their stuff freely. And then, like, you know, still check up on each other, make sure everything good. If you need this, I got you. If you ever want to talk, I got you. But other than that, like, you know, just got to give each other more space, man. And you ain't giving each other space if you just sitting there constantly on the phone, talking, texting. That ain't doing too much. I mean, shit, if anything, I mean, hit them up every 3 days. Yeah, wait 3 days, hit them up. Hey, how you doing? Just an update. 3 days later, everything good. I mean, shit. Motherfuckers act like they can't breathe without texting a motherfucker or calling them. You can't do that. How am I ever going to, like, get some, like, progression with my shit and with myself if I'm constantly keeping up, like, keeping you updated with shit? I was like, oh, I just woke up. Oh, I just got done taking shit. And the motherfucker ain't even accomplished nothing yet. So, like, with all that shit and all that overly just, like, suffocating a motherfucker, you can't be doing that shit. You can't be suffocating a motherfucker if you know they're going through something and you're not really adding on to helping them. You just adding on to their problem by just kind of like doing that shit. Come on, man. Come on now. You got to understand, like, you stepping on motherfuckers' toes. Like, they let it be clear and told you in so many ways they got their own shit going on. They dealing with a lot of shit. You should back up off of them and give them their space. If you don't have anything to contribute towards it to help solve the problem, just back the fuck up respectfully. And motherfuckers won't hate you for that, but just understand, okay, like, you know, you understand that I'm going through something. There's nothing that you're able to really kind of like help and tell me or nothing right now. So it's like, only thing that you could do is just wish me the best of luck and just back up a little. There's nothing wrong with space, but people take space the wrong way. They feel like, oh, you don't love them no more, or they're thinking about leaving and all this extra shit because they not talking and they need space. It's not even that. They just got a lot of shit going on in their own brain and probably at home that they not explaining to you all the way. Because they don't want you to feel bad for them. Shit, I know I be doing that shit a lot. I don't be telling motherfuckers all the shit that I'm going through, because what the fuck they gonna do? All they gonna say is, oh, this sucks. Motherfucker can't help me. I'm going through my own shit that only I could be able to handle and fix. So, like I said, man, you know, at the end of the day, bro, if y'all going through the same motions, if y'all know people who going through the same motions, man, just try to, you know, support them, man, along the way, form along the journey, right or wrong, you feel me? Because we're not perfect. None of us is perfect in this world. A lot of us went back to people who we thought that was going to change and never did. A lot of us gave motherfuckers a second chance when we should have just left the second that we did, you feel me? A lot of us gonna sit there and give people the benefit of doubt, even though they made it clear as fuck they don't like you. It's because they're in a relationship with you, don't mean that they like you. Like, peep what the fuck I said right there. If you doing certain things and they see that you got a certain creativity or certain shit like that, motherfuckers, some motherfuckers don't like that. Like, oh, this motherfucker know how to do this and he blah, 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 and all I do is this. Like, motherfuckers secretly be jealous. And my thing is this, how are you jealous of me and you're with me? I can never understand that. I still to this day, like, I will never be able to understand that. How can you be with somebody that you don't like? You don't like their creativity. You don't like what they do when it comes to them having their own, like, you know, mind on certain things and like to do shit. It shows they like personality and you don't like it. Like, that's weird. It's not they fault that you a boring motherfucker and they not. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers like that too. That genuinely be hating on you. Genuinely be jealous of you. And that's relationships, friendships, or whatever. And it's a lot of motherfuckers that do that shit. They got the nerve to turn around and act like, you know, they really happy for you when you got your accomplishments and when you done some successful shit or something. You feel me? Like, come on, bro. This is just played out. Like I said, motherfuckers will get up under you to learn your secrets, learn what you do, and then break away from you, try to find some excuse to be like, oh, it's over, we're done. Then go teach their family the shit that you was doing. Now all of a sudden you don't hear from them. Then a year or so later, now these motherfuckers are on some other shit doing the same shit you doing. Come on now. Shit don't even seem right. Like I said though, people be in relationships for personal gain. Not everybody be in a relationship to start a family, to actually find their one and only, to get married. Nothing. It's not like how our parents and our grandparents and great-grandparents was back then. Is the times really fucking changed, bro. Motherfuckers don't be dating to fucking marry no more. Motherfuckers just be dating just to add on body counts. Be like, yeah, I fucked her, and her. I fucked with him, and him. Like, it's a lot of crazy shit going on, bro. It's a lot of crazy shit going on, which is just fucked up, like, to, like, for the younger generation. And the upcoming people that's going to be adults soon, too. Because motherfuckers going to feel like that's what you got to do in a relationship. That's what you have to do to solidify your position in a relationship. That's what men do. That's what women do. And no, it's not. Motherfuckers who are real men, motherfuckers who are real women, going to sit there and work this shit out, talk it out, try every possible way. You feel me? Real motherfucker is going to sit there and be faithful and be on some real honest shit, whether motherfuckers like it or not. They don't like your honesty, and they could take it or leave it. But at least they know that you was always real, and they know where they stand with you. Versus a motherfucker that'll kiss them with a lie, and little do they know, by the time they actually look back up, nigga done stabbed you in your head. So, I don't know. So I'm like, shit. Choose one, goddammit. One or the other. But, you feel me, bro? That's just a little bit of what I wanted to chime in on, man, because I don't know, a lot of this little rumor shit I've been hearing is just crazy. It had me thinking about a lot of shit. Just thinking about a lot of shit. And even the other video I was talking about, like, just shows, man, it's a lot of toxic motherfuckers out here that be really wanting to see your downfall, whether they with you or not. You know? Whether they got a kid with you or not. They want to see you do bad. They want to see you fucked off and dead somewhere. And it's so fucked up because there's so many people that be in those kind of relationships and don't be knowing. Just like, I seen some shit where this bitch had hired a hitman to kill her fucking husband. And the hitman dude, come to find out, was an FBI agent. And he was sitting there building a whole case on the wife. And by the time he turned around and contacted the husband to let the husband know, shit, bro, shit hit the fan for that bitch. She was so fucking surprised and didn't really expect that shit to happen. She was just so fucking mad because she really wanted to whack that nigga. Mind you, that was her husband. So it's like, that's your husband. You didn't try to divorce him. You couldn't do anything to get him out of your life if you hated him that much. You had to try to hire a hitman to kill this nigga. I'm telling you, man. Shit is crazy. You gotta be careful who you fucking, like, cuff. And you gotta be careful who you fucking. Dead ass. Dead fucking ass. Like I said, bro, I know motherfuckers who got kids with motherfuckers. And I mean, I ain't say it too much because I'm cool with them. I fuck with them. But it's like, motherfucker, you neglected your kid just to get some dick. Bitch, you ain't shit. The little nigga got bit in his face. I can say it now because I ain't cool with the bitch no more. But at the end of the day, you neglected your kid multiple times. You had niggas over at your house, introduced them to your son, had weird niggas around your son. And then when your son got attacked, you try to deny to your whole family that it wasn't a human bite on his face. And you blamed your dog. Like, bitch, you deserve to get your son snatched. Like, come on now. How the motherfucker is you to be sitting there protecting a nigga that's not, that you don't have kid with, you don't even have a relationship with? You said the nigga was on some crazy shit. His mom even told you the nigga was crazy, and your mom even said not to fuck with him. But you still went behind both of their backs, and look what happened. The nigga turned into Mike Tyson Jr. and bit your son in the face. I hope it was worth it, bitch. Like I said, it's a lot of careless motherfuckers too. Motherfuckers be really, like, you know, on some disrespectful shit, careless shit. Motherfuckers be having kids, bro, and don't even be giving a fuck about how they doing. That's why I'm just like, man, you gotta be careful, man. Just gotta be careful. Why with me, like, you know, I'm very cautious on this shit. I don't really want to have kids. No time fucking soon, honestly. Like, just because of how fucked up the world is now and how they brainwashing this homosexual shit on children so badly, bro. I'll be damned, bro, if I had my kid be exposed to that shit. I had that nigga live somewhere underground with some damn Indians or something before that shit happened. You got me fucked up, bro. Like, I'm cool. I'll be damned if I have a kid born into this world being exposed to this man-made shit. Fuck no, it ain't nothing but the devil, nigga. I mean, of course, I could teach my kid. And it's only so much that I could teach my kid and protect him from so much shit. But at the end of the day, as soon as they walk out that door, nigga, the world is on them. Shit. The world is all around them. Shit. So I'm just like, at the end of the day, you got to be very cautious. Just got to be very cautious, man. But yeah, you know, this is your boy, Kim Sounds. I just want to do a little quick PSA on that shit though, man. But yeah, man, until the next episode.